Clocks moved forward by 1 hour in the United Kingdom on Sunday, marking the start of British summertime, BST, as the long-standing practice of daylight saving once again stirred debate over its health effects and relevance. The shift, which took effect at 1 a.m. GMT, has cost Britons an hour of sleep but brought lighter evenings as spring sets in. The practice, commonly remembered by the phrase spring forward, fall back, has been in place for over a century. British summertime runs from the last Sunday in March until the last Sunday in October, when the clocks revert to Greenwich Mean Time, GMT. Though historically linked to energy savings and agricultural productivity, experts say these benefits are outdated. The British Sleep Society has called on the government to abolish the biannual time shift, citing its impact on circadian rhythms and public health. Sleep researcher Charlie Morley said there is overwhelming evidence that even losing 1 hour of rest can have a measurable impact on mental and physical health. Studies have linked the shift to increases in heart attacks and strokes in the days following the change. One study cited by the American Heart Foundation reported a 24% rise in heart attacks the day after the spring switch. Another Finnish study found an 8% rise in admissions for the most common type of stroke. These changes activate the brain's fear center, Morley told Sky News. It can make everything seem more stressful or threatening. Globally, only about one-third of countries still observe daylight saving time. In Europe, the European Parliament previously voted to scrap the practice, though the plan stalled after failing to secure agreement with the EU Council. In the United States, former President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio have both called for an end to daylight saving. Trump described the twice-yearly change as stupid in a post last December. Sleep specialists recommend measures such as gradually adjusting bedtime, increasing morning sunlight exposure, and managing caffeine intake to ease the transition. Morley also noted that short naps, ideally 20 to 60 minutes, can help, provided they end at least 6 hours before bedtime. Despite calls for reform, the UK government has made no recent move to reassess its policy, leaving the debate on whether to end daylight saving unresolved for now.